So, Mike, the general counsel has the conversation with Scott. She tries to get an idea of what sort of things he might face. There's a whole laundry list of things here, some civil, some criminal, some administrative, some formal, some informal, the whole shebang. But she comes to you and just has a very initial question, which is, Mike, it's September 2021. We're going to get in the business of buying a bunch of insurance. Is it a good time to buy insurance? What's the market look like? Are things expensive? Is coverage available? What are you telling her?
Yeah, so I mean, it seems like a question around what's our renewal strategy coming up, and then how do I handle, you know, a criminal indictment, for example. So the first thing that we're going to do is obviously take an inventory of what they currently have. Let's look at everything from their D&O policy to their E&O policy to even their cyber. All depends on obviously where the allegation's stemming from. We're seeing a lot in the cybersecurity landscape, which is what we call a follow-on D&O claim, so it can trigger both policies. So it's really, let's take an inventory, and then let's make a notice to all those policies if we agree on that strategy. But we try not to, in the initial process, if Scott says, hey, you know, if Scott tells his client, you need to call your broker, Mike, I'm going to say, next step is we need to notify all the insurance companies, and then we need to not worry about what the renewal strategy is. We're not worried about 5 years, 10 years, the next renewal. So for us, it's take the inventory, go ahead and notice all your carriers. Let's get our attorneys, because we have attorneys on staff, right? You know, I think we've talked a lot internally is that the big brokers, which is what we consider ourselves, we have, you know, we architect the policy from day one. We're the ones that are procuring the policy for you and negotiating the terms. But we have built out resources that include attorneys that are what we believe are just as talented as some of those in this room that can help with the legal strategy there. So while we're not in the biggest business of providing legal advice, we have some great strategists who can make recommendations and then allow you guys to make your decisions with folks like Scott.
You know, Mike, there's clients out there saying right now, insurance, if you can get it at all, is as expensive or more expensive as it's ever been. Is that what you're seeing right now?
Yeah, you know, just speaking about the market, you know, D&O in the last 2 years definitely made a big pivot. Most of it's from a lot of the SPACs and the D-SPACs, a lot of the IPOs that came up in the last 2 years. So all of these claims have been filtering through. They're lasting a lot longer. And, you know, the point there is all of the actuaries who are trying to predict D&O costs and defense expenses, they were just all dead wrong. And you can look at some of these analytics around what we call nuclear verdicts in our space. And in 2014, if you look at the top 50 average U.S. verdicts, the median in 2014 was $27 million. You fast forward to 2020, the median of the top 50 verdicts was $90 million. So we're talking a 3x in 7 years of defense expenses. So in theory, if you're spending $1 million on insurance expense, you should be paying $3 million today, right? So when we say it that way, we put the market into context just to say the losses are going through the roof. You can call it, you know, emotional jury verdicts. A lot of people are blaming millennials for sticking it to the big guy. But insurance companies are stroking checks, and they are now coming back to insureds and saying, you guys need to take on more risk. So either raise your retentions. You have Elon Musk who's saying, I want to do self-insurance on my D&O, right? So there's a lot of conversations around the analytics. But what's really refreshing to see from our angle is that people are getting way more strategic about insurance decisions as opposed to it just being an afterthought and an expense on the budget.
So let's move forward. Now there's going to be an encounter. There's now a hypothetical law enforcement encounter. And Jennifer, this is for you. So you get a call from an executive, whoever it is, your hypothetical vice president of sales, and he says, Jennifer, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The bad news is I just got a visit from the FBI. They just left my house. The good news is I talked to him for an hour, but I did not tell them anything. It went just fine, and they were, in fact, thrilled when they left, smiling and laughing. You've got some questions, I'm assuming, at that point, as all of a sudden you're trying to figure out, what do I do with this? What kind of questions are you asking?
I do, and I laugh at this. Kip knows my story. This is actually a war story of mine, is that one of my favorite emails I've ever received was the subject line just said in all caps, the FBI just left. And if you want to talk about emails that will derail your day, that's one of them. So it's not far off from something that happens to people who are in-house counsel. And obviously, I have a lot of questions. And, you know, I want to know what they told him initially and what kind of questions they were asking to try and divine something out of that. Obviously, I want to know what he was saying as well. And I want to know... you know, where the conversation kind of meandered to, and how long did they talk? Were they asking questions about the company, about you personally? Were they asking about other people? To try and get an idea of an initial, how do we contain the scenario, and what kind of insurance policies may be at play when we look at analyzing whether we need to make some claims on some policies.
So Scott, obviously Jennifer's trying to figure out what's going on and how do I pay for it. The first two questions that she's talking about is, well, what's being investigated and who is being investigated? Is this about this executive? Is this about the board? Is this about my employees? Is this about the company? All of the above. How likely is she to get solid answers to those questions early on in the case?
I mean, it depends. It depends on what kind of investigation action we're talking about. I mean, if we have an SEC suit, subpoena, we're going to kind of know some ideas about it. If it's what you talked about, if it's the, you know, knock on the door and the hour-long visit, you know, all we have to go on is what the executive remembers from the conversation. And even if it's more formal, if we get a grand jury subpoena, we don't know if it's the company, we don't know who, sometimes if it's the individuals, and you can pick up the phone and call the AUSA and they'll say, oh, I'm not ready to talk about that now, you know, or they may not even know. So it just depends. You know, there's sometimes it's easy to know, sometimes it's pretty difficult to know.